Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, I mean, technically, obviously, the lottery is gambling. So why are people reluctant or don't often view it that way?
Yeah, it's a really good question. Look, I think one of the most, the biggest thing is that lottery is a really common thing that many people engage with. And most people engage with the lottery without any problems. So, I mean, you know, in our clinics around Australia, we don't generally see people coming in for treatment associated with purchasing lottery tickets. It can happen, but it's really not something that we see in treatment that often.
Right. So it's not, so like in terms of addiction, lottery gambling is not usually too severe.
That's right. And one of the reasons for that is that the time between actually purchasing a lottery ticket and being notified of the outcome is generally, you know, about a week in between that. And that can be quite different to other forms of gambling where it can actually be a lot more rapid. So there's a lot more time taken between the bet and the outcome. And so most people don't sort of reinvest those, either their winnings or, you know, place another bet for quite some time.
Yeah, I guess it's pretty unusual in that sense because most bets you kind of resolve within the day you know, the minute or so. So when people think of gambling, right, we often think of casinos and so forth. But how's has the lottery like actively marketed itself to kind of avoid this gambling stigma?
I mean, not necessarily. I think it's really interesting with lottery gambling, you know, lottery advertising rather, you know, I was thinking about the recent $80 million Oz Lottery jackpot. And I think what lottery companies do a really good job of is advertising in a way that we can really picture ourselves and what we would do with the winnings should we ever be that winner. You know, they have this paint this picture of a big house, a new car. So it really gives a human element to sort of the numbers behind what are quite astronomical odds of actually winning.
Yeah.
And that can be a really big motivator, especially for people on lower incomes as well.
And I suppose it somehow kept its popularity despite being, as you said, pretty delayed, you know, low chance kind of gambling activity. So
yeah.
Maybe this all kind of, that all plays into it. You know, with strict regulations on gambling and casinos and betting businesses, are we likely to see the same regulations come in for lotteries? Are going to be kind of left to go how it's kind of always gone?
I mean, I think regulation at the moment really needs to, it does need to take into account what form of gambling it is, because regulation is always going to differ depending on what type of game we're actually looking at. I mean, you wouldn't regulate lottery in the same way that you might regulate poker machines or sports betting, because the game is just completely different. Some things can be played online, some things are in person, and there's very different cultures around it as well.
Right. So, yeah, great, cool. I think with also the final with like lotteries, you know, it's really, you're saying it's a sense of normalization. So, you know, a lot of people do it. It's a large scale kind of gambling activity that sort of has like, you know, that shared sort of win and lose feeling to it. And so you think it's going to kind of just continue on, like, you know, keep that that nature moving on. You don't think it's going to be changing anytime soon?
Look, regulation's not really, you know, my expertise, but I certainly think that, as you said, it is a really normalized form of gambling, and it is the most participated in form of gambling, despite the fact that it's not the one that we generate the most revenue from. It is the most participated form of gambling. And as I said, it's not something that we generally see people suffering really severe harms from the community. It can happen, but it's not where we see the majority of it, especially for people in treatment. So I think we just need to keep that in focus going forward with regulation.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Brittany, for joining us this morning.
Thank you.